We also wish to note the passing of saxophonist and composer Steve Lacy, who died this past week. His playing encompassed the history of jazz from Dixieland to the avant-garde. He won a MacArthur Genius Grant as well as France's highest artistic honor. Steve Lacy died Friday in Boston of cancer, less than 2 months shy of his 70th birthday. NPR's Tom Cole has this appreciation.
Steve Lacy was never one to choose an easy path. Take his instrument. When he picked up the soprano saxophone in the early 1950s, virtually no one was playing an instrument associated with old-time jazz. His choice could have meant career suicide, but Lacy found jobs with the few traditional bands still working in New York. By the mid-50s, however, Lacy heard a different sound in his head. He began playing avant-garde jazz with pianist Cecil Taylor. Then he shifted direction again, and by the end of the decade was playing the idiosyncratic bebop of Thelonious Monk. Through intense devotion to his instrument, Lacy created a sound that was warmer and more intimate than the soprano players who came before or who've come since. Yet his highly individual playing influenced others, among them tenor saxophonist John Coltrane, as Lacy told NPR's Anthem in 1999.
John Coltrane heard our music and he asked me what key the soprano saxophone was in. And I told him it was in B-flat, which is the same as the tenor saxophone. And he brightened up. He said, oh. And then a few weeks later, I heard a friend of mine, Don Cherry, the trumpet player, called me up from Chicago and said, listen to this. And he held the telephone up, and I heard Coltrane playing the soprano saxophone.
Steve Lacy also inspired Canadian saxophonist and flutist Jane Bennett to pick up the soprano. She studied with him for 4 years and says his gift wasn't just how he played, but how he thought about music.
He really was right up there with somebody like a Picasso in that he worked in bold strokes. If you could imagine like being in a plane and looking down on cornfields and wheat fields, he approached music in those big, very fast overviews, but at the same time, he was intricate, and all of these things made him the great genius, you know, that he was.
Genius is a strong, often overused word, but the MacArthur Foundation seemed to think it fit Lacy. In 1992, the foundation awarded the saxophonist one of its so-called genius grants. Lacy used it to pursue a long-time interest in writing music that goes beyond the traditional definition of jazz. He composed an opera based on the work of a Bangladeshi poet.
It's nature only that finds me. I am the singer of its
dream. I work with electronic musicians, with painters, with poets, with actors. You know, jazz is a music that metamorphs all the time and can fulfill many, many different situations. But it becomes different in each situation.
It's that expansive view of music, what jazz players call big ears, that made the shifts from Dixieland to avant-garde to bebop to his own compositions that drew from Haydn and Kerouac. No stretch at all in Steve Lacy's hands.
You know, for me, music is the leader. I follow it. It's not that I tell it what to do. I don't tell the music what to do. The music tells me what to do. So I listen to it and I try and do what's necessary to keep it alive.
To do that, Steve Lacy had to spend much of his career in Europe, where his vision was more appreciated than it was here at home. He came back 2 years ago to teach at the New England Conservatory of Music. Lacy's music came full circle 2 months ago. One of his last performances featured Dixieland interpretations of Thelonious Monk. Tom Cole, NPR News, Washington.